This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zecha Nishmas Avi Murray, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David Ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zecha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh Ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh, and also as a Refuah Shleima to Imi Marasi Malka Bas Zisel. In three places in this week's parsha, we find the words Pituchei Chaisam engraved like the engraving of a signet ring. And these three places are by the Avnei Shoyam, where the names of the Shvatim are engraved like the engraving of a signet ring, six names of the Shvatim on one stone and the other six on the other. Also by the Avnei Meluim, where the names of the Shvatim were engraved, one name on each stone. It also says Pituchei Chaisam, that they were engraved like the engraving of a signet ring. And finally by the Tzitz, where the words Kodesh Lashem were engraved, it also says over there Pituchei Chaisam, like the engraving of a signet ring. Rashi explains the comparison to a signet ring, like Targum Onkelos, who says Kesav Mefarish, a clear writing. The comparison to a Chaisam is that just like a Chaisam is a Kesav Mefarish, a clear writing, so too the engraving on the stones and the engraving on the tzitz were a Kesav Mefarish, a clear writing. And the Maskil of David explains that Rashi did not want to learn that the engraving was totally like a signet ring, because a signet ring has the letters that are protruding, and here the letters were engraved. Secondly, a signet ring's letters are backwards, a mirror image, that when you stamp onto a surface, the impression appears correctly oriented. However, by the stones and by the tzitz, the engraving was straight. And that is why Rashi prefers to learn like Targum, that the whole comparison to a signet ring is that it was a clear writing, a ksav mefarish. Baril Diskin asks, regarding the Avnei Shoyim and the Avnei Meluim, the pasuk says, Veho avonim tihieno al shemois b'nei Yisrael. The stones will be al shemois b'nei Yisrael, on the names of the b'nei Yisrael. The pasuk would read more correctly if it would have said, Ushemois b'nei Yisrael tihieno al avonim. The names of the Shvatim will be on the stones. Not that the avonim will be on the shemois b'nei Yisrael. Not that the stones will be on the names, but rather the names will be on the stones. So why does the pasuk say v'ha'avonim tiyeno al shemois b'nei Yisrael? Secondly, the simple meaning of Pituchei Chaisam would mean that the letters would be engraved in reverse, in a mirror image. So we already explained that Rashi did not want to learn like that. However, the pshutish al mikra would be that it was like a signet ring, even in that aspect of the letters being engraved in the reverse order. And thirdly, if the names would be engraved on the surface of the stones, wear and tear over time would diminish both the engraving's clarity and the beauty of the stone. Therefore, Maril Diskin learns a novel interpretation of the psukim. He says that the names were not engraved on the top surface of the stones. Rather, they were engraved on the bottom, and they actually were engraved Pituchei Chaisam, in a mirror image. And due to the facets of the stone, it reflected the engraving to someone looking from the top in its correct orientation rather than in a mirror image. So all the questions are answered according to this pshat. We are not worried that the engravings will erode over time because it was engraved underneath where it would not rub against something else. Also, the comparison to a chosem is even in the aspect of being engraved in a mirror image, kipshuta shel mikra. And finally, the pasuk that says, v'avonim tiyeno al shemois b'nei Yisrael, that the stones were on the names, is written correctly, because the depth of the stones were actually al shemois b'nei Yisrael, on top of the names, because the names were engraved on the underside. So all three questions are answered according to the pshat of the Maril Diskin. By the tzitz, the pasuk says that it was engraved Pituchei Chaisam Kodesh Lashem, engraved like a signet ring, the words Kodesh Lashem. The Gra explains the pasuk Pituchei Chaisam Kodesh Lashem b'derech drush, based on the Gemara in Tainis that base. The Gemara over there says Shloisha Mavteichos b'yodo shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. There are three keys that are in Hashem's hand alone. Shloi nimsru b'yad shliach. They were not given in the hands of a shliach. Ve'elu hein, and these are the three: Mavteach shel Gishamim, the key of rain; Mavteach shel Chaya, the key of childbirth; u'Mavteach shel Techiyas Hameisim, and the key of Techiyas Hameisim. Says the Goyin that this Gemara is hinted to in our pasuk Pituchei Chaisam Kodesh Lashem. Pituchei, which can also mean Mavteach, a key; Chaisam, which has the letters Ches, Tof, and Mem; Ches standing for Chaya, childbirth; Tof standing for Techiyas Hameisim; and Mem for the word Matar. Kodesh Lashem All these three are Kodesh Lashem. It's only in Hashem's hands and not in the hands of a shliach. Pituche, the maftechos, the keys of Choysam, Chaya, Tchias HaMesim, and Motor, Kodesh Lashem, are holy to Hashem alone.